Today is the 7th day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is awesome to be here with you today. Here with open hands and a grateful heart in the safest place in my life, like here around the global campfire. An oasis where all the cares of this life and all of the volatility of the world, they're there, but we're kind of in this little cocoon around the global campfire. We can just simply exhale, relax, allow the scriptures to speak, and then go back into the world and face the things that we need to face, but hopefully just a time out, right? Just a time out to breathe and take some moments to feed our spirit, make all the difference. So I'm very grateful to be here with you today. And let's take the next step forward. We're working our way right now through the major prophets, but the particular major prophet that we're working through is the book of Jeremiah. And so today, chapter 8, verse 8 through 9, verse 26. How can you say, "We are wise, for we have the law of the Lord," when actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely? The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped. Since they have rejected the word of the Lord, what kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace. Peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Why are we sitting here? Gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities and perish there. For the Lord our God has doomed us to perish and given us poisoned water to drink because we have sinned against him. We hoped for peace, but no good has come. For a time of healing, but there is only terror. The snorting of the enemy's horses is heard from Dan. At the neighing of their stallions, the whole land trembles. They have come to devour the land and everything in it, the city and all who live there. See, I will send venomous snakes among you, vipers that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, declares the Lord. You who are my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of my people from a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king no longer there? Why have they aroused my anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past. The summer has ended and we are not saved. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust anyone in your clan, for every one of them is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will refine and test them. For what else can I do because of the sin of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceitfully. With their mouths, they all speak cordially to their neighbors. But in their hearts, they set traps for them. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will weep and wail for the mountains and take up a lament concerning the wilderness grasslands. They are desolate and untraveled, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. The birds have all fled and the animals are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, and I will lay waste the towns of Judah so no one can live there. Who is wise enough to understand this? Who has been instructed by the Lord and can explain it? Why has the land been ruined and laid waste like a desert that no one can cross? The Lord said, it is because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them. They have not obeyed me or followed my law. Instead, they have followed the stubbornness of their hearts. They have followed the Baals, as their ancestors taught them. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. See, I will make this people eat bitter food and drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations that neither they nor their ancestors have known, and I will pursue them with the sword until I have made an end of them. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Consider now. Call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Let them come quickly and wail over us, till our eyes overflow with tears and water streams from our eyelids. The sound of wailing is heard from Zion. How ruined we are. How great is our shame. We must leave our land because our houses are in ruins. Now, you women, hear the word of the Lord. Open your ears to the words of his mouth. Teach your daughters how to wail. Teach one another a lament. Death has climbed in through our windows and has entered our fortresses. It has removed the children from the streets and the young men from the public squares. Say, this is what the Lord declares. Dead bodies will lie like dung on the open field, like cut grain behind the reaper with no one to gather them. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are circumcised only in the flesh. Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and all who live in the wilderness in distant places. For all these nations are really uncircumcised, and even the whole house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart. Colossians 3:1-17. Since, then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalm 78:32-55. In spite of all this, they kept on sinning. In spite of his wonders, they did not believe. So he ended their days in futility and their years in terror. Whenever God slew them, they would seek him. They eagerly turned to him again. They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their Redeemer. But then they would flatter him with their mouths, lying to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he was merciful. He forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Time after time, he restrained his anger and did not stir up his full wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a passing breeze that does not return. how often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the wasteland. Again and again, they put God to the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day he redeemed them from the oppressor, the day he displayed his signs in Egypt, his wonders in the region of Zoan. He turned their river into blood. They could not drink from their streams. He sent swarms of flies that devoured them and frogs that devastated them. He gave their crops to the grasshopper, their produce to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore figs with sleet. He gave over their cattle to the hail, their livestock to bolts of lightning. He unleashed against them his hot anger, his wrath, indignation, and hostility, a band of destroying angels. He prepared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave them over to the plague. He struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the firstfruits of manhood in the tents of Ham. But he brought his people out like a flock. He led them like sheep through the wilderness. He guided them safely so they were unafraid. But the sea engulfed their enemies. And so he brought them to the border of his holy land, to the hill country his right hand had taken. He drove out nations before them and allotted their lands to them as an inheritance. He settled the tribes of Israel in their homes. Proverbs 24:27. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Okay, so my wife Jill, she loves to garden, and she's got these like raised like garden beds that we built and put together, that she built, and I just helped her put together and filled them up with dirt. And so she had this flourishing garden all season. And then there's like two planting seasons for different things here in the South. So there's stuff going on now in those gardens. So let's imagine that there are two gardens that sit side by side. And in the first garden, the soil is not good. It's neglected. Like it's kind of been left. It's dry. It's cracked. Weeds have taken it over. And growing there, tangled together, are things like sexual immorality, impurity, lust, greed, idolatry, anger, rage, bitterness, slander, and deceit. Those weeds are growing all throughout this garden. It's wild. It's overgrown. It's filthy. It's hostile. If you spend much time there, then you're going to get cut up by the thorns. But then there's this other second garden, and the soil has been cultivated, and it's full of minerals, and it's rich and soft and tended. And in that garden is growing tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, peace, and love. And this garden is producing abundant crops of life giving fruit. It provides shade, it's nourishing, it's beautiful. And the thing about these two gardens is that they don't belong to the same person. And this is what Paul is saying. When Jesus enters our story, he just just doesn't hand a little bit of seed to plant in the middle of the weeds. He transforms us into a new garden, a completely different kind of garden, living from a completely different kind of soil. The old garden, full of dead things, life-taking things, is dead. But the thing is, we still have to choose where we're going to plant, where the roots are going to go, which garden we're going to tend. So can we plant rage and patience in the same garden? Can slander and forgiveness coexist side by side, growing together? Or will they choke each other out because they don't belong together? Because they come from completely different kinds of soil? So Paul is essentially giving us an invitation to tend the garden of life, to cultivate what grows from Christ in us. And he gives us this tip: above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. So love is as the sunlight. It's as the rain. It's the nutrient that brings everything else together in a perfect kind of little ecosystem that is called our hearts. And Paul says something that ties it together. Whatever you do, he says, whatever you do and whatever you say, do it knowing you are a representative of the Lord. So, we're not sure which garden we're actually tending. We can stop and ask ourselves, can I represent Jesus if I cultivate this? Can I speak truly while planting this in my life? Can I make this choice and take this action in the name of Jesus? Can I plant this seed in his name? If we stop, step back, look at these two garden beds, the two that we're talking about today, and just look at them, the answer is clear. One of them produces life, the other one produces death. We get to choose where we're going to plant and cultivate. We all know the harvest that we're actually looking for. But are we actually cultivating that seed? Or are we growing things that are completely incompatible at the same time and trying to do it in the same space and wondering why everything is choked out? And so, Father, we invite you into that, completely into that. That could not be more close to home, more true, and more compellingly convicting, because indeed we have the garden of our hearts and we have been trying to grow all kinds of things that cannot possibly grow together, and that explains so much. So Holy Spirit, come, it's time to do some weeding. It's time to pull up some things that we've planted in secrets. It's time to pull up some things that we've planted in habits. It's time to destroy the things that are destroying our crop, our harvest, because they are destroying our source of life and nourishment. They are destroying our life. And so, Spirit, come. Like, even as we're saying these things, we can just think of the secrets. We can think of the things that we've got growing, trying to grow them in the dark, trying to keep them hidden, but not wanting to pull them up because they're coping mechanisms, or they bring some sort of dopamine, or they bring some sort of pleasure that covers over pain, even though it produces so much more devastation. We've got people hidden in this garden that do not belong in our lives. We've got items and ambitions and evil planted right next to the fruit of the spirits, trying to mix them and mingle them and blend them into some kind of hybrid that is awful and produces something terrible and destructive. So lead us into all truth. Lead us to the first thing to pull and the next thing to pull. And weeding can be laborious, back-breaking, hard, tired, hot labor. And so we're going to have to be willing, because we got weeds growing everywhere. We're going to have to be willing to get out the hoe and the shovel and get going. Lead us, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. This is where to get connected. This is home base. Get connected, stay connected to what's going on around here as we continue to move through this year together. The 20th one that we've gotten to do this. So it's a deeply grateful year for that. Told a story yesterday. Tomorrow's the day. So I told everybody to make sure you got your toothbrush, because we are going on an adventure. And we are. To the lands of the Bible, but not in Israel. To the lands of the New Testament. And, well, if you didn't hear yesterday, I'm not going to say it all again. Listen to what I had to say yesterday. We are going to investigate, film, photograph all the places that are named in the New Testament after the Gospels, with the intention that all of that ends up in our new app, so that as we read through these places, it's very, very connected to the journey that we're taking. But also with the intention that we'll go back there together. Hopefully, 2027, we'll be able to take our first pilgrimage into those lands. We have to go there and, well, I'm trying not to be redundant because I said all this yesterday, but it took a lot of years to really design the comprehensive trip that we have as a pilgrimage to Israel. That is unique unto itself. That is different than any other. I mean, lots of people have different ways of approaching Israel, but at the Daily Audio Bible, we're really trying to root ourselves in the scriptures and in the places that they happen and how this actually hits us in the heart. That took a lot of years of investigation. And a lot of years of filming and photographing and really thinking of routing and just kind of trial and error and piecing it all together and making it a really, really, like, if you go on that journey, leaving nothing on the table, there isn't a region that you won't have experienced. And they are very different and they feel very different, and we don't skip any. We just want to do that for the New Testament and the way that the church spread, and think about our spiritual ancestors, our early brothers and sisters, and what they were going through, and how these letters that we read every year, how they came to be and where they landed and why. And so going to figure that out. Try to do the same thing. Create a very comprehensive pilgrimage into the early church in the New Testament. So we'll be leaving tomorrow, and it's going to be a long journey, and jet lag is... jet lag is really difficult at first. Very disorienting. But we'll be heading out tomorrow and ending up at the end of that in Turkey, in Istanbul, to begin the journey back westward through Greece and into Italy, where all of these different places are. And it is our intention to, well, like, bring you along in every way possible. We will be posting on our social media channels on the different platforms that we are at as things happen, where they happen, so you can see what we're seeing. And then each day, as we do in Israel, we'll pull ourselves together after a long day and come on the mic, set up a portable studio, and share the events that we've experienced and what that's meaning, and tell the story of what we're discovering and learning, so that you too can discover and learn as we take the journey through the scriptures. And so, yeah, every day for the next few weeks, this is going to be our routine. Jill and I, in the past when we were in Israel, we like tell very different stories of how things are hitting us, but we've decided we're going to just talk. We've done this all year. We've had all these conversations together. So we've decided we're going to do this together and just have a conversation about what's going on any given day. And so that'll be coming up. It'll take us a couple of days to kind of get situated and set up, but we will definitely be here. We are in this together, going on this together. And so I asked yesterday and I ask again today for your prayers. Pray for us. Pray for our safety. Pray for our stamina. Pray for our health. Pray for the technology that we need to be able to pull something like this off. Pray for our spiritual health, our mental health. Because it's a pretty aggressive journey that we're going to take together. And I really, really appreciate that we can do this together as a community. And so, thank you. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day, offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around a rhythm of just showing up for each other, knowing that we're not alone, showing up for ourselves, because we do truly want to be transformed and challenged. If that is life-giving to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Susie, and I'm listening from Georgia. A person I met on the phone the other day, because I had to call the bank because of a situation where my debit card was compromised. I met a lady named Stacy, who told me about the Daily Audio Bible, and I found it and I've started listening to it, and it's been such a blessing. So Stacy, if you're listening, I really appreciate it. I heard the lady that said that her husband had lost his battle with ALS, and to her, I want to say I'm very sorry, because I can understand what you're going through completely. My husband has ALS, and we've been going through the trials of our own. So I really would like to have you all pray for him. And I also have a grown son who is kind of been estranged from us for a little while because he's going through a divorce and is in a very bad place in his life. I really ask for prayer for him because, of course, it's breaking our hearts as parents because we want to help him, but we can't seem to reach him. But I know that God can. So if you all would pray for him, I sure would appreciate it. I pray you all will have your prayers answered as well. And I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calling in today to pray for Christy from Kentucky and the passing of your husband. No words really to say other than we love you. We give praise and glory for you that you've been a part of this ministry. And it makes me reflect on all the times you've called in and prayed for my children and my family, myself. And I'm so thankful for that. We lift you up and we pray and know that you are such a believer and the Lord will help guide you through this and friends and family. And then you call in and even ask us to pray for God's yellow flower. So we want to lift her up as well, other family members, to help them through this difficult time. What a blessing you've been to this ministry, and I know we'll continue to hear from you. We love you, Christy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless.
Hello, DAB. This is Shannon from Texas, and I have a praise report. And I've put this off for months, and I just had to call in this morning and tell everyone thank you so much for your prayers, and thank God for this family, this global campfire that I get to listen to and pray with every day, every morning. It is such a blessing. I pray for I was released from prison 2.5 years ago. I pray to be reunited with my boys. I have 3 sons. I was reunited. We've been in church together several times. We play pickleball together at church on a regular basis. About 6 months ago, I prayed for a woman in my life. I was ready to share my life with someone, and I met someone within a few weeks. It's almost 4 months now, and we are almost inseparable. I am so blessed, and I'm so thankful to everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you for this program. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Tennessee, and I just wanted to reach out and prayer for our brother Aaron and his family situation right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Aaron and his heart. We thank you for how you have truly put the heart of a father inside of him. And we just want to lift him up. We want to ask for your Holy Spirit to give him supernatural strength and that you would cover his children with protection, and that the authority you've given Aaron and his children's life would be active and effective in protecting them. I ask for your Holy Spirit to grant supernatural healing to his children that have been dealt the hand of injustice. Lord, we ask that your justice would reign. We ask that you would bring people into Aaron's life and his children's life who are safe, who are will bring guidance, who will bring love, and who will support Aaron as he single parents. And Lord, I do ask for his wife, Candace, his ex-wife, Candace, that you would bring her supernatural healing. You would just completely soften her heart, that you would help her to realize the importance she has in her children's life. And Lord, that you would do a mighty work in this family. You would do a mighty work, Lord God. We bless Aaron. We bless his children in your name. We ask that your power would just show up in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we lift up this prayer request of Aaron who has called in. He is suffering not only from the separation from his wife and now a divorce, but his oldest daughter has had inappropriate behavior from a man outside of their family. Lord, first and foremost, we ask for total healing and peace to come upon this father. And Lord, heal his broken heart from the separation of his wife and the loss of his marriage. And more importantly, for healing him up in the broken places over the concern and the pain of what his daughter has went through. Lord, we ask for this child to have her emotions protected by you, that your hand is constantly upon her, that she will not suffer emotional and mental stress and disorders from this inappropriate conduct. We ask, Father, that she will be able to not have shame upon her, no condemnation. Lord, that you will strengthen her in her inner person, and you will minister to her spirit from the guidance and love and mercy and grace of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask for swift justice to come upon this person who has done this heinous act, Lord, that he will be dealt with swiftly. And Lord, we also ask the Holy Spirit to go upon him and convict him, that he may repent and fall upon his knees and ask for forgiveness, that he may be a blood-bought child of the King also. And Father, we just ask that you be in this whole situation from beginning to end and deal with mercy, grace, and love. And Lord, let your perfect will be done in this situation for your ultimate glory and praise and honor.
Hey, Dev Fam, it's Carrie, aka Jesus Girl. I just wanted to lift up Ann from Texas and her husband. Lord, I come to you today and I thank you that we have this platform that we can come and bring our petitions before you and before others who will also bring them before you. I thank you for that privilege and that honor, God. Lord, Anne has had this accident where she has broken her shoulder and is in excruciating pain and is probably going to have a shoulder replacement surgery. Lord, her husband by now has had surgery for kidney stones, and he is her caretaker on top of them having a business to run. So God, they've got so much going on right now, but you are a big God. You are a mighty and great God. And God, we come to you and we just ask that you give them the strength, ease her pain, help him as he heals from surgery, God. Give her peace, Lord. Help her to be anxious for no thing, but Lord, to trust in you and to know that, God, you are capable and able of bringing her through surgery to have a shoulder that's even better than she was to begin with. God, I just ask that you be with them as they deal with all of these struggles and that you don't allow their business to suffer in the process. God, we just thank you and praise you for who you are and for all that you do for us. And God, I just ask that you be with each and every prayer request of each and every dabber that's called in and those that haven't. Lord, every person that's listening has something in their life that needs your touch. And I just thank you and praise you that you are there with and for each and every one of us. God, we give you honor and glory and praise, and it's in your name I pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Bye.